official vote happens today as members of the Electoral College vote.
It used to be that the votes cast by the American people were just meant to advise the Electoral College. Political scientist Quentin Kidd says when the Electoral College was established, the electors are more informed than average people. But that's not the case now.
There's a greater sense that our vote should matter more. And so that's partly the reason why states have bound electors to essentially vote the will of the people.
He says there may be a dozen or so who don't vote the will of the people this year, but that won't be enough to change the outcome of the election. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama says one of his missions after leaving office will be to develop a new generation of leaders on issues such as climate change, criminal justice reform, and expanding health insurance coverage. In a wide-ranging interview with NPR, Mr. Obama says he wants to ensure that young people working on those issues have whatever resources he can bring to help them rise up. The Redskins are playing Monday Night Football, hosting the Carolina Panthers tonight. Quarterback Kirk Cousins recalls that last year's meeting between these teams didn't go well for the Skins.
I remember we had five turnovers, and if we turn the ball over again, we can expect a similar result. So we've got to protect the football, and if we do that, we've got a chance. But if we turn it over, we'll put ourselves in a hole just like we did last year.
Kickoff is set for 8:30 tonight. Now, as the Skins gear up for tonight's showdown with Carolina, we're reminded just how deep Redskins fandom runs.
The Redskins are institutional here.
No matter what, no matter when, DC stops what it's doing to watch the Redskins, and we may not realize how much of an outlier that makes us. Former post-Redskins reporter Richard Justice would know.
People around the country in the other 50 states don't understand Washington, DC.
In most places outside DC, Green Bay, maybe Dallas, the football team plays second fiddle to the baseball team, he says.
And the Nationals are every day. They're one of the best-run franchises in baseball. I think they're third in the major leagues in wins the last 5 years.
But he says it'll still take more time and a lot more wins before the Nats get anywhere close to the Skins. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Democratic New York Senator Charles Schumer says the federal government needs to figure out why some e-cigarette devices and batteries are exploding or catching fire and hurting users.
It's time to take a hard look at requiring a recall of certain brands if they are much more likely to explode than others. While dozens and dozens of exploding incidents, the Fed should review whether there's a pattern related to e-cigarette products and batteries.
A recent Associated Press story noted that the FDA has identified 66 e-cigarette explosions in 2015 and early 2016. A Hollywood icon has died.
Hello, darlings. I'm Zsa.
She became one of the most recognizable figures in Hollywood with her trademark gowns, elaborate jewelry, and Hungarian accent. Famous for being famous. While Zsa Gabor's acting career was perhaps undistinguished, the former beauty queen's outspoken ways grabbed headlines.
Well, I always tell the truth. That's why everybody hates me, because I tell the truth. People don't like to hear the truth.
Zsa went on to make more than 50 films, including 1952's Moulin Rouge. She also appeared in the Orson Welles classic Touch of Evil. But it was her off-screen appearances that grabbed the most attention.
Correspondent Reed Binion. A new government report says Medicare beneficiaries could end up with higher hospital bills for some outpatient medical services than inpatient services. The Health and Human Services Inspector General's Office says Medicare patients who had heart stents inserted as outpatients faced bills that were $645 higher on average than those who had the same kind of procedure as inpatients. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,843. The Nasdaq at 54,37. Sports: the Cowboys pick up another win, beating Tampa Bay in the late game. The Giants win. The Eagles lose to the Ravens. The Redskins host the Panthers tonight. NBA: the Wizards win. College ball: Howard wins. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
Thank you, sir, and please call again. May I help you?
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Hey, everyone! The magic is here! I understand you do commercial work.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
I think you may be shocked when you see just how much junk we have.
The most productive companies are always the ones that generate the most junk, ma'am.
Even when we have that much junk, all I have to do is point?
That's a really nice manicure you have.
Thank you.
Would you lift up a finger where I can see it?
It's gone. It's all gone. Just like that.
All right.
All
All you have to do is point. No job too big. Goodbye, junk.
Hello, relief.
You'll get a spring in your step.
You'll feel like you could fly.
You'll feel happy and free and fully alive.
There's no free like junk free.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Get your carpets cleaned before the holidays. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, Dew Watch, and the Greenbelt area had a single vehicle crash on the outer loop at Kenilworth Avenue. Just the briefest of delays, but the distraction on the left shoulder. So we don't want that to be a second crash. Again, that's outer loop as you pass Kenilworth Avenue before you get into College Park. 270 South here. We come with the volume Monday morning commute through Urbana and Hyattstown. Very slow, but nothing reported along the way. We're looking good on 66. Just the volume starting to form. Same story with 95. 395 up at speed across the 14th Street Bridge. Watch for work crews. DC 295 at Benning. They were along the right side. And again, fire department activity closes a portion of Water Street in Southeast DC. That's closed between 12th and Mth Street. That's over near the 11th Street Bridge area. And Green Line, no longer single tracking. They were able to get that broken down work unit out of the way, but residual Green Line delays. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The wind backing down as well as temperatures. Temperatures coming way down with the clouds mixing in with some sunshine eventually today. We'll stay in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Warrenton, 32 in Greenbelt, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. President Obama blames Democrats for having a poor strategy in the 2016 election. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Brian and Larry have the morning off. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter, proud Jersey girl, is with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And it is the holiday season, and it is gift-giving time for the teacher. Now, if you have a child, what do you get the teacher? What's appropriate? What's over the limit? What's over the line? What's over the top? If you're a teacher, how do you react? What is it? Does it influence you a little bit if you get a really nice gift? I mean, do you warm up a little bit to the kid, especially if the kid's a terror? What does it mean to you? We would love to hear from you right now. 888-630-WMAL. If you're a parent, what are you getting your kids' teachers this year? Are you getting them anything? If you're not getting them anything, let us know. If you are, what are you getting them?
When I was a kid, I vividly remember. Now, when I was in high school, we didn't get the teachers anything because I had so many different teachers because you change class.
Sure.
But when I was in grade school, you just had that one teacher, my mom got every teacher the same thing every year. Every teacher of mine got a gift box of Jeanette, and because this was the 70s, right? And that was the big scent in the 70s, and so every teacher got a body splash and a like one of those round things that had powder in it with a big poofy thing that you could put the powder
on. I remember those.
Right? You remember that? So teacher got a box of Jeanette every year.
How nice, how sweet. Well, 888-630-WMAL is the number, 888-630-9625. If you're a parent, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you're getting for the teacher this year. And if you're not getting them anything, why not? Tell us that. I mean, you know, you may have a strong attitude not to want to get them something. And if you're a teacher, we would love to hear some of the things you've gotten, of the bizarre things you've gotten, some of the surprises you've gotten. And, you know, does it make you feel uncomfortable as a teacher? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL is the number. And there are some stories coming out of New York. Now, you know, Manhattan, there's a lot of money in Manhattan. So what kind of gifts are New York teachers receiving from the New York City moms?
Now, you know, I wonder, because it's probably also the same here in D.C. and in some areas, you know, some of the wealthier areas of Maryland, Virginia, wealthier areas in the country, where some parents are paying tuition to send their kids to private school, some of them very young, you know, because the kids got to get into the right school to get the right start in life. They could be paying $30,000 in tuition. You know that those parents are going to be buying those teachers. I mean, according to the Daily Caller, in New York, some of the teachers are getting Hermes scarves, which range from $400 to $1,000, Rolex watches, which can go for $12,000 or more, and other expensive gifts. This is the New York Post is reporting this, some of the crazy gifts that teachers at some of these private schools are getting.
Now, you know, it's interesting. A plastic surgeon in Manhattan says he has gift receipts from recent years for up to $5,000 in plastic surgery for teachers. Ouch.
Okay. Can we get people to call? If you're a teacher, 888-630-9625 is the number. Would you want a gift certificate for plastic surgery? That, to me, goes either way. That can either say, wow, that's insulting, or I love you. That could go either way.
Yeah, that one, I'd be a little careful about that one as
right.
a gift. That might be taken the wrong way, shall we say.
I think a nice gift card, or like a Visa gift card, or one of those generic Amex gift cards, something that's generic, is probably a good gift. Or a gift card to a nice local restaurant might be a nice idea, that type of thing. I think you were saying, Rick, that, you know, someone, your dad was a teacher, right? And he had a collection of best teacher mugs.
Yeah, it's funny. That's funny. My sister-in-law.
Wasn't that you?
My sister-in-law. No, my sister-in-law is a teacher. Might have been Heather that was talking about her dad being a teacher. But
it was you.
Is interesting. Now, what do you think the median value of a gift is across the country? What do you think the average value of a teacher gift is across the country?
I have no idea.
2013, the median value of parent gifts to teachers throughout the nation was $20. So that's a fair number. You know, you can get something halfway decent for $20, but you're not getting into the realm of, you know, going over the top or going overboard.
Right.
And, you know, I wonder what it feels like for the kid in the class that doesn't have parents that can afford to get that kind
right.
of a gift, you know?
Well, first of all, and I'm sure there are schools now that mandate no gifts from, because not everybody can afford to give, and I'm sure there are schools that do that. However, when I was a kid, not everybody could afford to give the teacher a present either. And somehow we all managed to go on in life to become successful adults. No one was traumatized by that event. I'm sure there were people who don't remember that they couldn't give the teacher a present. It's like, you know, now everyone has to get a Valentine on Valentine's Day. Everybody has to be invited to the kid's birthday party. When back in the day, you had, even for Christmas cards, we had a little envelope on the front, you know, it was a manila envelope, like a folder, that had your name on it, and you put it on your desk, and people put the cards in it. Some people got two cards, some people's was brimming over. That's life.
David is in Culpeper. David, you are on WMAL.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, and you?
Good, yeah. I just wanted to say my son came home a couple days ago and just said another student of his that he's friends with tried to give his teacher a present, and the teacher told him that they couldn't accept presents.
That's interesting.
I thought that was kind of odd.
Public school?
Public school.
See, you know what? That's ridiculous. I think if a parent wants to be able to do something like that, and they can, and they have the means to do something like that, that should be allowed. Saying, well, you can't because not everyone can. Welcome to life. Not everyone can do everything. Whether it's sports ability, whether it's buying stuff, regardless of what it happens to be, not everyone can do everything. Not everyone can get into Stanford or MIT either. And I just think if you can, you should be allowed to.
David, thank you. 888-630-WMAL is the number, and we would love to hear from you. If you have a child in school and are considering getting a gift for the teacher, have already gotten it this year, what'd you get? We'd love to hear from you. And if you're a teacher, we would love to hear some of the gifts you may have gotten over the years, some of the things that maybe you didn't want to get. And here's a kicker, I'll tell you. This story, it's an AP story. One mother of a preschool student in New York, Long Island, recalls getting emails from the child's teacher asking for cash.
No!
Yeah. Can you believe that? Cash is king.
Man, does that take a set or what? That is hilarious.
6:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I would say no. That's too much. Okay, so my children, their classroom, somebody collects money, and it's whatever you want to give. You don't even have to, but then they give one gift to the teacher that's usually a gift card.
The anonymous envelope.
Nice.
Right, the anonymous envelope.
Yeah, and nobody's singled out or anything like that. Anyway, here we go. Around the Beltway, Kenilworth Avenue, Maryland. That's where we had the single car crash into the guardrail, somehow off the roadway there. So see a little activity along the left side. I'm just seeing a brief delay. So if you're leaving the 50 area over toward College Park, that stretch in Greenbelt. Let's go 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Fantastic start to our Monday morning commute. No surprise, the 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown were bogged down a bit. Let's go through Southeast D.C., Water Street. A portion of that's going to be closed, looks like, for a while with fire department activity. Water Street closed between 12th and M Streets. That's over near the 11th Street Bridge area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for sunshine today with a high of 37, cloudy overnight down to 25, sunshine tomorrow, high 42. Wednesday, sunshine in the upper 40s. Thursday, highs in the 50s in the sunshine. In Washington, 33 degrees. It's 6:16 on WMAL.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
Santa Claus is coming to
Santa Claus could be coming to a school near you. It's WMAL Mornings on the Mall. I'm Rick Fowler. Amy Walter is with us. Brian and Larry have the morning off today, and we are talking about Christmas gifts for the teacher. And you can call us 888-630-WMAL. If you're getting a gift for the teacher this year, maybe you're not. Or if you're a teacher, we'd love to hear some of the fun stuff you may have gotten over the years. 888-630-WMAL. Mike is in Franconia. Mike, you're on WMAL. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just great, but I'm just so tired of these Democrat liberal teachers. They fill the children's head with what they're full of. I'm getting a squatty potty pooty stoop thing for the bathroom for the teacher. You got me. You got me. All America should get them for the teachers and the college teachers, too.
You know, I like the idea of what was said before about doing like everyone, this one mother or one parent saying, okay, we're just going to take a collection if you want to do something, and we'll just buy one big gift card, and it's from the entire class, and you could do something like that. I think it's a nice compromise. I think that's fine, but I think it should be allowed to take gifts, but I don't know. I think you know, obviously in the richer areas it's out of control like everything else, but I don't think there's anything. What's wrong with like making a gift for the parent, right?
Hey, Mike, remember, the folks are not quite over it yet. The folks you're talking about aren't over it yet. I'm not sure they would find the humor in that.
Hillary and Obama and the whole federal government needs squatty potty pooty stoops.
Mike,
you know, it's a little white thing you put in front of the toilet.
We get the idea, Mike. Thank you.
That's hilarious.
Paul is on Waldorf. Paul, you're on WMAL. How you doing?
Hi, good. I'm doing great. You guys?
What do you think here?
I just wanted to chime in about these private schools and Rolexes and stuff like that. If they know where the gift's coming from, wouldn't that child be apt to get a better grade?
So you're saying what is the role of influence being played here? It's
exactly.
An interesting thought.
Exactly.
Oh, come on. Do you really think that teachers can be bribed? I mean, this is what kills me. It's like in certain professions, you know, doctors can't even take a pen from a drug rep. It's seen as they can be, you know, go to jail for it. But yet people who sell insurance can take trips and boxes at basketball games and everything else. It's a personality trait. If you can be bribed, you can be bribed. That's it. I don't think it has to do with profession. I just think a teacher who's a good teacher, it doesn't matter what you give them. They're going to teach your kid, and your kid's going to pass or fail on their own merits.
I'll tell you what.
I understand that. My grandson is getting his teacher a gift for Christmas, so I believe in that. It just, when y'all started talking about Rolexes and stuff, it just popped in my head, like, what would stop a teacher from going down that road?
Well, you know, of what we know of the teaching community, that would not be an issue. You know, I mean, I think teachers are very, very unbiased when it comes to that kind of thing. My question, not on the teacher side, but what about the parent? If you're a parent and you give a $250 gift certificate, or as they're doing in New York, give the teacher a Rolex, your kid comes home with a D- or an F, how does the parent react? That's my question. I mean, that's going to be one torqued parent if, you know, you're coughing up $5,000 for a Rolex and the kid comes home with a failing grade. So I'm more worried about the parental reaction, not the teacher's reaction.
Well, I appreciate y'all taking my call. First time I've ever called in for anything.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all take care.
Merry Christmas, Paul.
Joy's in Potomac. Joy, you're on WMAL.
Yes, I wanted to mention that my children, all three of them went to the expensive private schools here in Bethesda, and they asked that gifts not be given at that time. I don't know what it is, you know, they're grown
interesting
up. And I thought that was appropriate, and it wasn't because people couldn't afford them. I think it just, they thought it was inappropriate, and at the end of the year you could always give a gift to a teacher. And I myself am a teacher, and I taught in public schools, and very few people gave gifts then, and I received very small gifts, like notepapers, things like that, notepads with pencils. And it never influenced me. I couldn't even remember who gave gifts, who didn't give gifts.
Great.
Right. I don't think it would influence, and it's like the teachers, parents. I just don't think parents would look at their kid getting a bad grade as like, oh, and I gave you such a good gift. I just don't think that for the majority of people, that's the way it happens.
6:22, it's WMAL's Mornings on the Mall.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including the exclusive Mink Chocolate Hoodie Footy. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full-zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the Sweet and Sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $60. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
6:25 mornings on the Mall. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 very slow as you head south, approaching Route 80 Urbana and down past the exit for 109. Have a report right before Clarksburg. So between 109 and 121, an incident with possible gravel that was spilled. So a little bit of activity that we really don't want on our Monday morning. Around the Beltway, topside, delays begin right around New Hampshire Avenue. Take your stop and go around to Georgia Avenue. 95 still looks great between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Virginia 95 through Stafford into Aquia, again into Woodbridge. That volume on the increase. Metro Rail no longer single tracking those Green Line trains between George Avenue and Fort Totten, but residual delays. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womensHearts. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The wind backing down as well as temperatures. Temperatures coming way down with the clouds mixing in with some sunshine eventually today. We'll stay in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
33 degrees, 626 on WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry off today. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is with us. Loretta Lynch took a lot of heat for the meeting with Bill Clinton. And she's finally talking about it. She was on CNN over the weekend. And what she said when she was talking about it is that she regrets it, and she said it was painful for her. She says, quote, "I do regret sitting down and having a conversation with him because it did give people concern. And as I said, my greatest concern has always been making sure that people understand that the Department of Justice works in a way that is independent and looks at everybody equally." She was on CNN's State of the Union yesterday.
You know, here's the thing. I think that she doesn't regret the meeting. I think she regrets getting caught. I think that's pretty much as far as her regret goes with this. She knew what she was doing was wrong. She got caught. And that reporter that caught that happening, he should have been Times Person of the Year.
It is 6:27, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Coming up, we're going to talk about Putin and Obama.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And, well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest, a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. The lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off. You know, they picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Coming up on WMAL, next up we'll talk with James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. Russia, the United States, Obama versus Putin, that's next on WMAL. Then Trevor Maddich coming up with our Redskins preview for tonight's Monday night matchup. That's at 7:05.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Members of the Electoral College meet today to cast their votes for president. And it's against a backdrop of controversy over how much Russia tried to influence the election.
The Electoral College will put Donald Trump in the White House. On NBC's Meet the Press, Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, whose emails were hacked and released slowly leading up to Election Day, saying the nation should be alarmed.
A foreign adversary directly intervened into our democratic institution and tried to tilt the election to Donald Trump.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway.
What President-elect Trump said is ridiculous is this idea that it was meant to help him become president of the United States. There is no evidence of that.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Fire early this morning damaged the District Yacht Club in Southeast Washington. At this hour, firefighters are still putting out some hot spots from that fire on Water Street Southeast. The UN Security Council meets again today to discuss the situation in Aleppo. Evacuations of civilians and the wounded has been marred by problems.
The on-again, off-again ceasefire and evacuation of civilians and wounded from the besieged neighborhoods of eastern Aleppo was halted again on Sunday after several empty buses meant to be used for evacuees were set on fire. The scene was captured on video by the Syrian military. It wasn't clear who set the buses on fire. The evacuations resumed again late Sunday, but the situation remained tense. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Hollywood is mourning the loss of another icon. 99-year-old Zsa Zsa Gabor died yesterday in L.A. after a heart attack. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,843. The Nasdaq at 54,37. Sports, the Wizards win their third straight. College basketball, Howard wins. NFL, the Giants win. The Eagles lose to the Ravens. The Cowboys win the late game. And the Redskins host Carolina tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español. También en richardwright.org.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/16. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
For more than 60 years, Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning is a name you can trust. So we'd like to take this moment to thank all our customers, their families, and everyone listening. Have a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year from all of us at Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Silver Spring crash. Initial crash just reported on 29 Columbia Pike, just south of New Hampshire Avenue. They didn't give me a direction, but they're responding in that area. So if you're in the White Oak area, 29 south of New Hampshire Avenue for the crash. On the Beltway, right near New Hampshire Avenue, that's where the outer loop delays begin. Pretty normal delays around to George Avenue. Now 270, yes, we have the volume, but what we're dealing with, crews were sweeping some debris off of the roadway south on 270 after 109 Hyattstown, but before you get into Clarksburg, so do expect a little extra time here on the 270 trek. Virginia, 95, we're bunched up in Aquia, and again, heading into Woodbridge. Good ride so far, southeast-southwest freeway in each direction, and again, the fire department activity will close a portion of Water Street in southeast for a portion of the morning, at least for a while, between 12th and M Streets. That's over near the 11th Street Bridge area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running some colder air in now. Rain's done and so's the wind. The wind will continue to back down through the morning hours. Clouds eventually to some sunshine. Temperatures mid to upper 30s all day. Overnight tonight, decreasing clouds, 25. Colder suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Centerville, 30 in Bowie, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637, it's WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is here. Brian and Larry off today. We are joined by James Carafano, the Vice President for the Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. James, it's great to have you with us on WMAL.
It's good to be with you.
All right, so President Obama on Friday, end of the year press conference. Here's what he had to say.
In early September, when I saw President Putin in China, I felt that the most effective way to ensure that that didn't happen was to talk to him directly and tell him to cut it out. There were going to be some serious consequences if he didn't.
All right, so that's what the president said. Donna Brazile was on ABC News over the weekend. She said, quote, "They came after us absolutely every day until the end of the election. They tried to hack into our system repeatedly." Who's got it right here?
Well, I think this is going to go down in history as a case study in how not to respond to cyber aggression. I mean, we've been dealing with the Russians and the Chinese for the entire 8 years of the presidency. They've come after us time and time again. And to be honest, the president just looks feckless and incapable. So you warn the Russian president, and they continue to do it, and nothing happens. So it's not a bright, shiny moment in terms of the respect and the influence that the president of the United States has exerted over the last 8 years over arguably two of the most important countries on the planet.
Yeah, Jim, this is Mary Walter. Good morning. I just chuckled. I just laughed when I heard Obama say, well, I told them to cut it out. Really? It just sounded so just ridiculous, as you said, feckless and ineffectual. And no one believes, because he is probably one of the weakest presidents I can remember anyway. So I just found the entire thing hilarious and just so typical. There's such the cherry on the top of the sundae that was Obama and his foreign policy. Let's contrast Trump. What do you think? How do you think Trump is going to differ from Obama when it comes, like if the Russians had done this when Trump's president?
Well, there's two reasons why this is an important case study. One is, in a sense, because I think the U.S. has come off looking very weak and ineffectual, not just over the course of the campaign, but over the last several years, particularly when you look at competition in the cyberspace. I think that's unarguable. But the other thing is, this really reflects the most difficult kind of foreign policy problems, the kind where there's a political issue wrapped into a foreign policy issue. If you think back, mm-hmm. for example, to really difficult days like Katrina or the debate over the Dubai World ports, where you had arguably a legitimate national security foreign policy situation, but it was wrapped into people having political agendas and putting those political agendas above trying to figure out what the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of the most intractable problems. So if I'm Donald Trump, I'm getting a case study here in kind of the toughest challenges to solve. So when you say, well, how would a President Trump deal with that? I think part of the reason why President Obama was trapped like a deer in the headlights was he had his political priorities, and he had his obligation as the commander-in-chief, mm-hmm. and he had very difficult time reconciling those two, and essentially at the end it made him ineffective at both. And so I think for the lesson of Donald Trump is, you're the commander-in-chief, you have to be Harry Truman, you have to be Ronald Reagan. You have to put your personal politics and how it's going to affect your party and the political scene in the United States second to the vital interests of the United States. And if you do that, then you cut through the Gordian knot of the kind of situation that we've seen in the way the Russians try to insert themselves in their political campaign season.
Mary, you used the term ineffectual. James, you used the term ineffective. The United States, the United Nations Security Council will vote today on a resolution on Syria's Aleppo. And it reminds me of the red line and, again, ineffectual. What is next on Syria? What can the UN do? What does Donald Trump do?
Well, but here's the brutal truth about Syria since day one of the civil war, which is, as long as the Iranians, which is a word that we don't talk enough when we talk about Syria, we're always talking about the Russian support, and the Iranians are in deep just as much as the Russians. As long as the Iranians and the Russians are backing Assad, Assad's not going anywhere. Nobody's going to start World War III to change that dynamic. So that's just a reality. And in terms of dealing with ISIS or whatever terrorists there are, the Russians and the Iranians are happy to do that to the extent that it helps them keep Assad in power. So, to be honest, the United States has very little leverage over this incredible catastrophe and genocide. But the flip side of that is, Syria is, look, the regime in Syria has been anti-American for generations. It's never limited our ability to exercise and protect our interests in the Middle East. That's also a true thing. But I think what we have to be careful of here, there's a difference between saying the United States has very limited leverage here and that the United States should tolerate, support, or even look like it is sanctioning really what is a genocide on the part of Assad, which is intentionally supported by the Russians and the Iranians.
Where do you think Trump is going to come down on this, on the Aleppo issue?
Well, this is kind of, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because the Russians and the Iranians are driving the train here. And, the President of the United States can have any opinion they want. Doesn't change the facts on the ground. What I don't want the U.S. to do is is to lose the moral high ground here. This is a genocide. Someday, hopefully, those people will be brought to justice. Certainly, they should never be allowed to be members of the international community again. So I wouldn't be cutting deals with Assad. I wouldn't be cutting deals with the Russians. They would, to me, forever be an outlier. But on the other hand, remember Pol Pot in Cambodia, who committed one of the most horrific genocides in history. There was an obligation upon the United States to go invade Cambodia and save it from Pol Pot. But, eventually that regime was taken down and brought to justice. North Korea, there's a lot of talk about bad people. North Korea has the most vicious, dictatorial, and oppressive regime on the planet. We're not going to go invade North Korea here. But there's an important distinction here. There's a difference between reflecting the limits of our interests, right, and the moral responsibility to reject, which really is a modern genocide.
James Carafano, the Vice President for the Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. James, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. 6:44, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Is it possible that your school's been hacked? That's next.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Morning's on the Mall at 6:45, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heads up in D.C., D.C. 295 northbound, if you're heading, say, north of the 11th Street Bridge. Northbound seems to be our trouble spot this morning. New crash just reported near East Capitol Street, so northbound 295, even before Pennsylvania Avenue. Keep alert, you'll be hitting that stop-and-go delay. Southbound, pretty normal volume as you come off of 50 and the BW Parkway. Heading to the Wilson Bridge. Delay stacking up now before St. Barnabas Road to the bridge span. As you approach the bridge, we had a minor crash that was quickly over to the shoulder, but obviously the flashing lights slowing us a little extra volume. 270 southbound between 109 and Clarksburg. Looks like crews were still out there at the last check, sweeping some of that gravel debris off of the interstate. Virginia 66, you've been quiet. 95, no issues to report. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in. Gusty winds now backing down. Still northwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour today. The overcast mixes in with some sunshine. Probably make it back to 37. Most of us just holding in the mid-upper 30s all day. 25 tonight, outside the Beltway colder. Tuesday, sunny, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 33 degrees, 6:46 on WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry have the day off. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is here. And Frederick County school students. Information stolen. Could it be sold on foreign websites? Now, Mary, we hear about hacks of Yahoo. What a billion Yahoo accounts might have been hacked. But when it gets into the schools, it just has a different feeling to me. It's a different level of a violation. This is Frederick County schools. And back on December 13th, they announced a data breach. It affected about 1,000 former students in the Frederick County public school system. But there was more information that came out over the weekend on the breach.
Yeah, it's interesting, and people I know understandably get upset when it's their children, but I think this has been going on for a while because there have been stories through the years over parents finding out that their child's identity has been stolen, and it's a 6-year-old who bought a car with bad credit. So I don't think that this is unusual because we've had this discussion many, many times. Our social security numbers are attached to everything now. Up until about the 80s, they were not allowed to be used as an identifier for anything other than Social Security. Now they're used for everything. So there are kids' social security numbers so easily available now. And I think that that was a huge mistake on our part because it's so easy to steal identities now.
Well, the Frederick County Public School System put a news release out yesterday, and it found that the students' information, including names, social security numbers, and dates of birth, may have been obtained.
And that's all they need. That's all they need. And if you've ever had your identity stolen, trying to get the government involved to help you out is ridiculous. You're on your own. It happened to my husband. It's awful.
Now, here's the scary part. They report that the data breach occurred before 2010, but was only discovered in September of this year.
Wow.
That's 6 years later.
How did they, was anyone affected by this? Is that how they found out?
I'm not sure exactly where that came from.
It sounded to me like no one was affected by this and they just happened to have found out later, which is a good thing.
Now, there is one note. The personal information could have been sold on foreign websites.
There you go. Is
some of the chatter on this. And, that's how some of this surfaces sometimes.
You got a Somali prince with your kid's name, you know.
And he's driving a really nice car that you bought him.
Exactly. We laugh, but it's sad.
6:49, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. We'll be making New Year's resolutions very soon. One might be to save some money. So here's my advice to help you out. Don't keep overpaying for your home security monitoring service. Get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable, certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Plus, it's real easy to make the switch and save. Ackerman can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at that great price of $19.95 a month. Now listen to this special offer valid for December only. Receive up to 6 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. That's double the normal incentive, all to help you save money in the new year and get protected. Call Ackerman Security now at 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Not long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, to expand the business, to go on vacation, to buy a new car, remember? But today, withdrawing your own cash has become very, very risky. Listen, according to the Secret War on Cash, a new Swiss America white paper I just read, it made my hair stand on end. You better be careful when you go to the bank. I learned why banks are now required to spy on you and I for the government. And then they report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. What does that mean? Get the Secret War on Cash now by calling 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Did you know simply spending cash today is enough to get you branded as a potential criminal? You heard me. You better read the Secret War on Cash. It's free. By calling 800-289-2646. The new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Find out how to survive and thrive by reading the Secret War on Cash. It's free if you call 800-289-2646 right now.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. Optima Tax Relief.
WMAL, Mornings on the Mall, 6:53, time for the CNBC Business Report with Stephanie Shelton.
Well, good morning, and futures right now are indicating a higher open on Wall Street, and the Dow Industrials are chasing the 20. $20,000 mark. Will they get there today? Who knows? Crude oil prices are higher. Now, if you think gasoline prices are going up as well, you are so right. The Lundberg survey finding the average price of a gallon of regular is up 6 cents in the past 2 weeks. Home builder Lennar had a good quarter last quarter with both profit and revenue coming in better than expected. The U.S. Post Office says this is the busiest mailing day of the year for holiday cards and packages. Also the busiest day for UPS. Both expect to handle double the usual number of packages. Big questions over whether everything will get delivered in time with the bad weather and all. FedEx and the Postal Service are planning to deliver to some zip codes even on Christmas Day. Rogue One, the Star Wars spinoff, besting the box office this weekend. It's the best December open since Star Wars itself came out last year. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And to the Wilson Bridge, before you get to St. Barnabas Road with the stop and go, once you get closer to the bridge, after you pass 210, had a minor crash before the bridge span that was over to the shoulder. DC 295 northbound. Well, first of all, we had road work near Benning Road. They typically clear that around 6:30 because it's in the northbound direction. Unfortunately, now we have a crash north of Pennsylvania Avenue before you get to East Capitol Street. So if you're heading past the 11th Street Bridge exit northbound 295, get ready with some unusual backups there. White Oak, no need to panic. We did have that crash reported on Columbia Pike south of New Hampshire Avenue, but I'm not seeing much of any unusual backups there. Looks like lanes should be open for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for sunshine today, a high of 37, cloudy overnight, lows 25. For tomorrow, sunshine, we're going up to 42, clear tomorrow night down to 29. For Wednesday, sunshine, high temperatures in the upper 40s. Thursday, we'll be in the low 50s, 33 right now in Washington.
The National Mall, where Americans come to talk about their beliefs.
Information is knowledge and knowledge is power.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
People need to start listening to the issues.
Where Washington.
Being a letter carrier and walking 20,000 steps, which equals up to about 10 miles a day, it's tough. I really didn't have feet problems, I had back problems. The people at the Good Feet store really educated me about what the arch supports could actually do. And lo and behold, I have no more back problems.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 in Park.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Saturday marked the 25th year that wreaths have been placed at Arlington Cemetery in Washington. My wife helped the Michigan State Society sponsor one of the tractor trailer loads of some 5,000 wreaths to be placed. The effort is personal to her. She served as a civilian with the Defense Department in Iraq. She lost friends in the fight, survived an IED attack during her service there. Every volunteer seemed to have a story to tell. A father lost in one of our wars, a friend, a classmate, a brother, a sister fallen. The weather was awful as we headed to the cemetery early Saturday morning, freezing rain. We wondered out loud if the volunteers would fight the ice-covered roads, the cold, and the wet. Well, they came, some 44,000 of them. There were plenty of tears and long hugs by family members of the fallen. Plenty of consoling volunteers as well. It was a beautiful, quiet, and sober reminder of the cost of freedom. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-331-2240. 800-331-2240. 800-331-2240.
6:59 coming up on Mornings on the Mall. 8:30 kickoff tonight, FedEx Field. The Panthers and the Redskins. We'll talk to Trevor Maddich for a preview. And Don Beyer, Northern Virginia congressman, wants to delay the vote by the Electoral College today. Why? We'll ask him at 7:35.